This is GabNet, the Great American Broadcast Network. Talk radio like you've never heard it before.
Listening to Albert's Public House on GabNet, Great American Broadcast Network. The citizen panel is open, and the first person on the panel is a kitty that is all white with a little beige head, and we don't even know his name. What's his name, Ren?
I've been calling him Creamsicle, but I don't think it's going to stick.
Oh, that might. They tend to change names after a little while. And you'll find the right name for him when the right name is there. What's the story behind Creamsicle?
No story. My best friend knew somebody that she worked with that had a cat that was having kittens, and she started pushing, and I'm saying, well, Jocelyn just died. I feel like maybe not, but he is so sweet. The first thing he did when I picked him up was give me a kiss on the lips.
Of course. You can't, I hope you didn't plan on fostering the cat, because that's not possible.
No.
You gotta go right to adoption. Fostering it's a false idea, is what it is. So forget about that.
It's stupid is what it is.
Yeah, well, it's stupid. You got Creamsicle, so now good luck and much happiness for both of you, and I know it started already. And I'm very happy for both of you that you found each other. That's exactly the kind of stuff that I love in life. Charlene has joined us on the Citizen Panel. If you'd like to join the Citizen Panel, you too can be part of the Citizen Panel right here on GabNet. Just get on Skype, type in GabNet Live, and you will be on the Citizen Panel for any live broadcast on the GabNet Great American Broadcast Network. Rick has joined us now, as he did last night. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Well, I'll tell you in a second. Charlene, are you with us video or no?
I don't know what's going on. Is it GabNet? Is it the broadcaster thing, or is it the other one?
Huh?
The number that we call in. Because yesterday the broadcaster thing was working and the live one wasn't.
Yeah, I really don't know what you're talking about. Just go to Skype, type in GabNet Live. That's all you need. Yes, I believe. I think you mean the websites. Yeah, I think both websites are working tonight. Though I couldn't verify that because I didn't check before I went on. I do other things.
GabNet.net is working tonight.
Okay, yeah. Good, very good. It is GabNet. Anything you need to know about GabNet, you can find out by going to GabNet.net. If you want to join the citizen panel, as I said, go to Skype, type in GabNet Live, one word, or call 347-352-0079, 1-347-352-0079. Perhaps the most unmemorable number in radio history, but it's ours nevertheless. 1-347-352-0079 if you'd like to write it down.
I'm going to try to call back, Albert, so I can get video, okay?
No, you don't need the video. It's fine as it is. I mean, unless
we like your pink boa there.
Yeah, unless you have to have it. I'm fine without it. Doesn't matter. But anybody who wants to join the citizen panel can do it. GabNet Live on Skype, or you can dial with the old-fashioned phone that has the thing you pick up and put to your ear and you blow into that little cylinder. Dial in 1-347-352-0079. You want to email me, it's radioalbert@gmail.com. It's Albert's Public House Live, 9 p.m. Eastern every weeknight, followed by Alex Bennett's Ramble, 10 p.m. Eastern every weeknight. Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at midnight, so that means he is on tonight at midnight Eastern time, and Tuesday and Thursday at midnight Eastern time, it's Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle. Midnight and Rob Alfano's GabNet Rewind all weekend on GabNet. Rob won't be on this show this week because I've decided that I'm going to do all the shows that are on this week myself.
That means you'll be here for my birthday.
If your birthday is either tomorrow or Friday, then yes, I will. Yes, absolutely. Happy birthday. unless I fall ill or something else happens, which is quite possible. I'm almost passing out here now because I'm very tired for some reason. I'm usually not tired at this time, but I did a gym this morning and stuff. And this is the second day I went into Manhattan. I was racing around Manhattan all day long. Yesterday I had lunch with Rob Alfano and a couple of meetings. Today I had a couple of things to do. And I just do not like the hustle and bustle of Manhattan at one bit anymore. I cannot stand it at all. Do not like I decided to take the subway all the way in today. Yesterday, I took the car to Brooklyn and then took the train a couple of stops, which wasn't that bad. But still, I took the subway today. Ugh, what a disgusting.
Oh, the subway from Queens into Manhattan.
No, Queens
sucks.
Is the worst. It's the worst. It's depressing. The people are rude. So I think I'll stick. I'll stop doing that. But that took a lot out of me today. And then I went for a 5-mile walk just now with my wife, which was the best part of my day, and it always is. But I have to say I'm a little tired because of that. And my wife was, by the way, if anybody wants to know, my wife was chatting on the Facebook this afternoon. By the way, I've left Facebook because it's completely useless to me. There's nothing there. I get nothing but kids' pictures and false information. So, you know, I don't want to be part of that. Anybody who wants to get a hold of me knows how to get a hold of me. I have several email addresses, one which is used by a lot of people, radioalbert@gmail.com. And so my wife was on Facebook, and she saw David Hayek on Facebook, and she did. She sent a message to David, and David said he's doing okay, and he said I love your husband more than you do. And my wife said, I don't really think that's true. I get the sentiment, but I don't really think that's true. So if David is listening to the rebroadcast, we miss you greatly. We hope you're doing okay, and take your time and doing whatever you have to do to get yourself better. And
What's the time difference over there? What time is it over there?
I think there's about six hours. I think it's about a 34-hour difference in time in Czechoslovakia. I'm not sure.
Honestly, I think it's about 6 hours. I know Italy is 6 hours.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they're one time zone further over. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. Jeff has joined us on the Citizens Panel. Jason has joined us on the Citizens Panel. Maybe it's just Jason. I know his lovely wife tries to sneak in. Sabrina tries to sneak in once in a while. But I think it's just Jason. Am I right? I don't know. Oh, okay. Yeah, there he is. And Jeff is circling around. I think Jeff is with us. You with us, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Good. Good to hear you. Your microphone is very distorted. I don't know what's wrong with that, but I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks, so I don't know. What else? Anything else that we have to get off the agenda before we move on to whatever's going on in the world tonight? What have you done, Jason? You've changed yourself. Have you got some new beard style going on, or what's going on? Did you shave it differently?
Ah, man, I've just been working so much I can't shave.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, you got more of a beard now than you don't usually have all
winter
that.
Winter time, I'll have a full-out beard.
Oh, okay. That's good. And I think your hair looks a little shorter today. Did you get a haircut recently?
No, it's just still wet.
Oh, still wet. Okay.
It'll probably throw out by the time the show's over.
That's what I thought. Yeah, it's a little flatter than it usually is. So that's it. Okay. Do we dare get into things that are happening in the world? I don't know if I can. Let's see if we can. What the hell?
What's happening?
Nobody's been beheaded today. That's pretty good. Pretty good news. Although the rhetoric has been beefed up because not only the president but the vice president as well have said some pretty silly things. President Obama is vowing to bring justice to the savage killers of beheaded American journalist Stephen Sotloff. I don't know that he mentioned the other guy whose name I forgot already, so maybe
Foley.
That's why I didn't mention Foley. That's right. Thank you very much.
James Foley.
And as that goes on, we'll forget all of their names and just remember the guy's name who got beheaded that day. He was in Estonia today and said ISIS will be degraded and destroyed. If they're going to be destroyed, why bother even mentioning degraded? Just say they're going to be destroyed. That's
well, you want to degrade them first, and then you destroy them.
No, I would just go for destroying. Why? You know, why bother?
You know how good degrading feels when you're about to kill somebody. Come on.
I guess so, but I don't know. I don't know that it's necessary to say degraded if you're going to say destroyed.
It's like a cat with its prey. You know, you got to bounce it around a little bit first.
Okay, if you say so. I'm not a very very vindictive person, usually when conflict comes up. I usually just turn around and walk away and just give a smile. I would not do the whole degrading thing. Just the destroy is good, but the degrading.
Yeah, no, these guys need to be and removed then, from the planet.
Yeah, I would think so. He said, what did he say? It will take a sustained international effort. My question is, when do the rest of the nations join us in this international effort? When do they help us out with the bombings?
Well, as soon as their people start getting beheaded.
Oh, and do you think that the English are going to allow them to get involved again, and the French and all the what do they call that? The coalition of the willing.
It's interesting. The British are the only other country that won't negotiate with the terrorists. So they'll let their citizen get beheaded, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
France and Spain and most of the other countries will kind of just go along with it, even if it's not covert. If it's not overt, they'll covertly, you know, pay ransoms off to get people off.
Well, we know the history of the French. Look at what happened in World War II. I mean, it's just their nature. I don't say anything nasty about them necessarily. It's just their nature. They just don't know how to do that. They have to play both sides, you know. Otherwise, they'll get invaded, and you know, they need the help sometimes. That's just the way it is. So that's what President Obama said. Vice President Biden had these tough words. We will follow them to the gates of hell. Okay. Whatever that means. I don't know what that means.
I'm going to stay here.
Yeah? Yeah, no, yeah, I'm not going to the gates of hell.
Well, where do you think you are? You're at the gates of hell.
Well, that's quite possible. Joe Biden, when he says stuff like that, he comes off to me as being like a TV vice president, like the guy in House of Cards. You know, it's just like this is not a is this a real guy saying shit like this? This is a vice president. This is a state leader. I don't know. That's just not the kind of talk that I would like to hear.
And what are you talking about, man? Joe Biden is next president.
All right. I hope that David's listening, because that was a just about spot on impersonation, except for the fact that you sounded a little too sober, Jason, to be David. So
second beer.
You have to scream out a little louder. And who did we lose just now?
Charlene.
Oh, Charlene. Yeah, Charlene went away. Maybe she's going to come back in video.
And Doug.
You're right, Doug. Yeah, but Doug sometimes has problems with with his video.
thank you.
So thank you. Yeah. But if anybody else wants to get, I'll tell you again. I'll tell you what it is. If anybody else wants to get on the citizen panel right here on Gabnet, you can go to Skype, type in Gabnet Live, or get your pen and blackboard ready. Dial 1-347-352-0079. That's it. I would love to have somebody call in and call in on the regular phone and call in that way. I don't know that it works yet, but I'm told it does. But I don't usually go for things unless I see some definitive proof that it does work. So that's the.
Somebody, I think it might have been Miranda, got a call and she couldn't pick it up.
Oh, really?
Because it wasn't a recognized number.
All right, I know Jason's calling me now. Somebody's calling me here. Let me see. I knew it was Jason. Add to group call. Are you there? Jason?
You really think it's Jason? You should know.
Oh, maybe it's not. Maybe this one is Jason. Hello, who's there, please?
Hello, is this Albert?
Oh, yes, Jason, it is Albert. How do you like that?
I'm a big fan. I listen a long time.
And what is your name, please, sir or madam?
My name is Jaime.
Oh, Jaime. Okay, good.
I don't care.
Yeah, right. All right, so Jaime, I'll see you later. You have a nice night and hang up now that we know
that. Thank you. I love the show. First time, long time.
Okay, yeah, whatever that means. I've heard it on AM radio. Let's see. So the two callers are there. We know now that the regular phone works, and that phone number again is 1-347-352-0079. 1-347-352-0079. Or I would rather that you call on Skype. Type in Gabnet Live. It's almost infallible.
Yeah, why'd you cut the guy off so quick? He sounded cool.
He left. He left. I thought he was kind of a douchebag, if you ask me. But first of all, I thought it was a woman, not a man.
Lester, what happened?
Somebody called in from a foreign country. I think it was
strippers, Doug. You missed strippers.
Phony phone call. What is it, Jeff?
Strippers from a foreign country,
right.
No less.
What can I do for you, Jeff?
Well, I guess you have no agenda.
I have an agenda.
I've been away for a while. What happened to Feels Me, or did I miss that part? I should go back and listen.
You will find out at some point in your life what happened to that. I'm not obliged to discuss anything involving that right now, but one day
I heard it was shut down.
So did I, but I don't know what's going on with that.
I won't delve into that.
Thank you very much. Let's go on with ISIS.
But I wonder, unless someone else wants to talk about it, you said you got off of Facebook, and I agree. I mean, it can be annoying, but you can also get some good stuff there, like, you know, when did Ernest Borgnine die?
Yeah, just kidding. That's what I mean.
But seriously, I it's a joke. You're right. There's a lot of crap there, and every once in a while something entertaining. But I think it's kind of cool. I use it to keep up with family across the country.
See, I don't need it to get. I don't need it. This is nothing disparaging
not
against.
Not keep up.
No.
Share events.
No, but this is not.
I reconnect with so many friends of mine. I never ever thought I'd ever reconnect with people I played like Little League baseball with, Pop Warner football with, high school.
Yeah,
I
understand that, and I'm not saying anything disparaging about people who use it, but I have a very tight-knit circle of friends, and the people that I consider friends, and I don't mean, and I have a good, whatever the following should be called, and I wouldn't call it friends, I have a good amount of people that did that, but I have to say that there was absolutely no substance that has come from my Facebook account. I had it closed.
One good thing about Facebook is watching people. You find like it's like, oh, this old girlfriend I date, or this best friend.
No, but that's but Jeff, but Doug, but Doug, that's you. I'm talking about me. You're asking about me and why I left Facebook. That's exactly why. I just had an ex-girlfriend tried to friend me, and she's insane because I don't do that. You're off the list. That's why they call them ex-girlfriends. You're not going to be a friend of mine anymore. That's all there is to it. Go ahead, Jeff.
That comes with the ex-girlfriend. The crazy ex-girlfriends come with the territory.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry to say, but like last night was my dad's birthday, and I took a picture at dinner, and I got relatives in Vegas and Chicago, and it was great to share our dinner with all those relatives, and they chimed in happy birthday, and my dad fucking loved it.
As I said, Jeff, that's for you. That's for you and a lot of people. For me,
okay, wait. No, I'm going to call bullshit. You wouldn't want to share that with your relatives.
I do.
A great dinner
out. Fuck my
relatives.
If I don't talk to them,
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Albert likes his relatives in Utah.
Yeah, I love.
You want to share a picture like that?
Well, let me finish. I love my family, as you know, and I get along with all of my family, including people that I don't talk to on a regular basis. But I also call them and email them on a regular basis, and I do not need Facebook for that. And I'll tell you what. Some of my family is not on Facebook either, and they don't miss it or don't care about it one way or the other. If they didn't have access to the phone, on the other hand, if they didn't have access to a quick email, that would piss them off. So I'm not saying everybody should do that. I'm telling you right now, if that's what you like, then do it. But it's not for me. I had it down for let me just finish. I had it down for years, literally for years, and I put it back up when I was looking for a job again. And in that year plus time that I've been out of job, I haven't used it to make one connection for a job. I've talked to dozens of people left and right for job contacts that I knew already. Not anybody on my list, anybody that I didn't know that I couldn't contact otherwise through email. But so for me, it was nothing but literally a waste of time, and it continues to be so. Don't need it anymore. Let me go to Jason first. He's
I was just gonna say, was
The one that you had up there for all of us, was that your only one?
What's that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, the one. Yeah, the one thing.
Yeah, the one Facebook that you had up there, like that I was friends with you on, was that your actual only Facebook?
Yeah, why?
Because I was just saying, why wouldn't you have like a fake one for us and then a real one that was just like family and actual friends?
Do you understand?
I like it just for pictures.
But do you understand that the preposterous nature of that? That's the whole plan for Facebook, is that you should be able to contact everybody. And that's why they have these little groups and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
and
I don't pay attention to anybody's bullshit. I like, you know, I like families. Pictures and they put up there and that's,
well, but
you know,
see,
it's hard for me
it was hard to sift through the bullshit because that's all I ever saw. And if it wasn't fraudulent nonsense like Ernest Borgnine dying again this week, or some other ridiculous story, or now even worse, some ridiculous ad that's couched as news or important information, it's of no importance to me whatsoever.
I just want to make my one final point.
Please do.
I'm very, very close with my family, and we're probably both just as close. I'm not going to pick up the phone at dinner and call my niece who just went to college. But you know what? Her seeing a picture of the whole family there and her chiming in on Facebook is an enhancement to everyone's life.
I'm happy for you to use Facebook, but it doesn't enhance my status with my family, nor does my family care whether it comes immediately while I'm eating dinner or 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, or 2 days later.
It was my dad's 88th birthday. He got a freaking kick out of it at dinner, seeing all the relatives chime in.
Then you are an amazing individual. Then stay on Facebook and do exactly what you're doing. That's what life is all about.
We know I'm amazing.
I know.
You're missing the point.
Let me go to Rick and the Doug. Not for me, right. That's what I'm saying.
And I agree. I happen to agree with him on my level, but it's like if it makes you happy, go for it. I just think it's a bunch of horse shit. I talk to people I want to talk to.
You're missing my point, Rick.
No, I got you. I understand.
I'm not going to call him during dinner.
Well, I will tell you, I don't text either. I very rarely text because the context of a text is lost almost every time I receive or get a text. So that's another thing I don't do. Email is a little different because you get to write a little more. You get to send a picture. You can send a diagram, whatever it is, and you're not losing time on email because you're spending a little time to craft what it is, and it comes out a little better. But I'll pick up the phone any day.
Getting back to Facebook, though, I mean, that's sort of a good purpose, though, because, like, there's, like, you know, class reunions are coming up, and that's about, you know, the only way people are finding out about them is, like, they're posting on Facebook. They, you know, set up, like, their own little Facebook page.
Well, maybe in Outer Mongolia where you live, but I'm still friends with people that I went to school with.
Jungle.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm still great friends with the few people that I've kept in touch with in high school, and frankly, we probably wouldn't go to the class reunion anyway, so it really doesn't matter. We'd go around a corner to get drunk. That's no problem at all.
But my graduating class was around 1,000 people. I'm sure you were similar, Albert. It's a New York City school.
Yeah.
Who cares about 990 of those people?
No, we had 1,500 people in my graduating class, and I'll tell you, I got together with maybe 10 people over the last three, four years, where 10 of us got together just impromptu, people that live pretty much still in the same area or within a half an hour. And we got together, went to a local bar and said, man, haven't seen you in a while. You look good. Having a good time with the family. Good. We'll see you in another couple of years. Keep in touch.
Right. Well, I'm not going to argue Facebook because I agree, but the whole texting and social media is going to be the downfall of society, is my opinion. But you can't get away from it. I mean, texting, I agree. I was texting with a girl and she made something. She said, "You're rude." I'm like, "Oh fuck, I pissed her off." And then she texts back later, "I was kidding."
Well, Jeff,
we don't text anymore.
I will tell you the difference between your statement. You said you can't get away from it, and I will tell you that. What you mean is you won't get away from it. You can get away from it. You absolutely can.
Let me when the 13-year-old nephew's texting you.
Well, let me tell you, my niece and my wife's daughter, no Facebook. They don't need it. And a lot of people their age don't care for Facebook. You don't have to post that stuff.
They have Instagram.
They have Instagram. They have Tumblr. They have Snapchat, whatever it is. But, you know, for whatever it is. And eventually some of them are going to say, I'm out of that too. So whatever works best for you is fine. Hey,
you're talking about like class reunions and stuff like that. Now, I'll admit, I'm a reunion whore. You know, I go to a bunch of them and all that. But there's like ones coming up now I'm probably not going to go to because like the number of people are going now. And I went to a small school to begin with, but I mean, it's like I think the last reunion they had, like at somebody's house, it was like maybe 10 people at the most, and it was like you know, 8 that I did not like. Yeah.
Do they? And when you walk in, do they go, "Oh fuck, there's Doug Dupuy"?
Yeah, right.
They start throwing their beer bottles.
Yeah,
at
me. That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Like, hey, is there any left in that beer?
Well, I'm an animal.
Anyway. Nah, you got to feel out life and you got to see what's going on and tailor it to, you know, just because people say Facebook is around or Snapchat is around or Tumblr's around, right? You do what you have to do for you. That's all there is to it. And I'm not saying any of them are bad or any of them are evil, but if you don't need it, don't use it. Why would you spend more time doing stuff you don't need when, Jeff, you're absolutely right. It's too much. There's too much. It's the downfall of society as we know it, of people getting together. And goodness, talking? Can you believe that? Can you imagine 6 people talking at the same time? That's crazy.
Yeah. You think about this. And you know what's weird? You can walk down the street and you'll notice it. People don't say hi, neighbor, or hi on the street anymore. They don't talk to each other. They're in their car, their windows rolled up, or they're walking down the street, they're on their handheld device. And, you know, that just leads to everyone's introverted, and you're going to have problems. All of a sudden, you're going to have fights. When you could say, hello, neighbor,
I am so happy you brought that up. Hang on, Doug, I'll get right to you. I'm so happy you brought that up because I have noticed, and you're right about that for the most part, but I have noticed recently, right in front of my house, I've noticed, because I've been watering the lawn. I don't know why it's all brown the whole time. I have no idea why I water this damn lawn. And I don't spend as much time as Rick does on his lawn. But I've been watering the lawn. And people pass by. And without saying anything, they will say, hi, good morning, how are you? It happened twice in the last 2 days. Today, I walked, just on the walk that I was doing with my wife, I was walking down one of the streets here. And a woman who works in the local Trader Joe's was coming by, and we both said hi to each other. It's, you know, you would think that people don't do that, but I'm seeing a lot more of that now. But I'll tell you, it's not with younger people. It's with older people. It's with people who are older than 40 that I've done this. So there may be a social backlash to that kind of thing. Go ahead, Doug.
The younger ones. Let me.
Yeah, well, maybe not. No.
Anyway, but I think there is an advantage sometimes with people just kind of communicating, you know, texting or whatever, because, like, you know, I've been on the road the last couple of nights, and, like, today I went to, like, a good old K&W cafeteria, and the people sitting next to me, you know, they didn't talk to one another. They were just both on their cell phone tapping away, which was fine with me, because then yesterday I went to dinner, and I was at this wonderful Captain D's, because I was trying to get the most out of my per diem there. And it's an empty restaurant. This old couple comes in, and the table they sit at is right next to mine. And then they break out into a fight. Yeah, it's like, well, I would have loved for them to get their text, you know, their phones out and start texting one another. You know, fighting through texting there.
Oh,
I mean, it's like I left early. I got the hell out of there. It's like, you know what? This is between you all.
That's right, Rick. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's just something wrong about two people going out to eat. And not talking to each other,
I agree.
And being on text.
I agree.
That, I mean, there's just some seriously wrong shit there. Same thing. You'll see two kids now. Well, let me finish, Doug. So you'll see two kids. That's okay. I'm easy. You see two kids sitting on a couch. They're texting away. Who are you guys talking to? Him?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, come on. You know, people don't know how to communicate, and texting and even emails can all be taken the wrong way because you lose the intonation in somebody's voice. You can't tell if it's sarcasm or kidding around or what. It's just, it's not worth it. If I want to talk to somebody, I'll call them on the phone.
I agree.
And meals, you know, we've said this before. They are so important as a means of communicating with people. And, you know, that's what we need more of, communal meals.
Yeah, well, it's not happening. It's going by the wayside. Everybody, you know, and if there are communal meals, there'll be a keyboard in front of everybody's placemat. So
yeah, we my older brother used to, about 2 years ago, would yell and scream at anybody on their phone at dinner. And he was right. So, you know, we all put our phones away at dinner. Now we can't keep him off of his at dinner.
Really?
It's just pathetic.
Why is that? Pathetic. He's just turned around?
Oh, it's business. Oh, I got to reply to this post. He's all on everything. You know, it's crazy. No, my point is, he was right in the beginning, and the whole social media thing sucked him in.
I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm an old-fashioned kind of person. Maybe I'm just an old man at this point. I don't know what it is, but I just want to be connected to real people.
You're all of those.
Maybe I am, and I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me.
A good friend of mine summed up Facebook very well. Facebook is, look at me, look what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's what it is. But that's fine for the people who need to do that. I don't want to know. It doesn't affect my life whatsoever. I would rather hold a hand or punch an arm or, you know, something like pinch a cheek. I'd rather do something like that. That's the kind of stuff I like.
And you'll notice that, because I don't post much on Facebook, but I check it all the time, guilty of that. Uh-huh. But I'll notice there's people that will go through spurts where they're on Facebook constantly for 9 months, then you don't see them again. So I think it's kind of a phase.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, and I see things, and I've seen things in the past, and I said, well, I don't agree with that. Let me chime in. And I thought, who cares what I have to say? Because I don't even care what I have to say.
I'm guilty. Sometimes I go a little bit overboard on Facebook, so I'll admit I'm kind of guilty of doing that. Yeah. Like I got like posting this picture kicks,
Yeah, I know. I did that when I was younger. I did a lot of that stuff, but I just don't care anymore. I don't care about.
I have a life. I don't have time for this bullshit. Yeah.
I got to thank Doug for posting those pictures, because I found that feature on Facebook where you can ignore these posts.
Oh, okay, good. So it's just like class reunions, Doug. It's the same thing. It's all the same treatment.
Thank you, Jeff. That was a
self-promotion. Do you mind? Selfless plug?
What's it about?
My nephew's horror film, that's with H-O-R-R-O-R,
right.
Made the ScareCon Festival in New York.
Oh,
maybe
did
I should
it?
Call Miranda's show.
Oh, no, you can mention that. Mention it.
What's
here,
it
and maybe Miranda will check in. What's it called?
Promote it.
God, I have to go look it up. I forget.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You don't even know the name of it? You want to promote something you don't even know what it is?
You're not promoting, you're teasing.
No, I haven't seen it yet, or I'd tell you what it was about.
Well, you could at least write the name down in front of you so you know what it is.
Well, I'll have to go look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up.
I'll get back to you, folks.
I got plenty of time, so I'll download it from wherever it has to download.
No, you can't. You can't yet. You can't download it.
So you think. So you think.
No.
Everything is downloadable. Everything is checkable.
You can send me the Vimeo link. But, okay. No, it's got to go through the festivals first, and hopefully he'll become a millionaire and all this great shit.
That'd be great.
Like a slasher movie or like Lost in the Woods?
Yeah, what's the genre exactly?
I don't know, man.
Zombie, vampire, sci-fi, what is it?
I don't know. It's in the
Are you even sure
horror.
That he has a horror movie out? I mean, it doesn't sound like
Do
you know
you
anything
even
about that.
Do you have a nephew?
Yeah. Is your name Jeff at all?
Name? Yeah, what's your nephew's name?
He doesn't
Blair,
know.
Franklin.
He doesn't know. Okay.
You can search him on Facebook and you'll see it. Blair Franklin.
I can't.
It's Mook. You can't. Albert can't. But it's called Mook Bat, M-O-O-K Bat, B-A-T Productions, or MookBat.com.
All right. Well, find out by tomorrow what it is, so we can properly promote your nephew's horror film. So that when it gets to the festival in your neighborhood, and I don't know when that started, then you can see it. It seems that every town has their own film festival now. I don't know where that came from, but it used to be just in Utah, right? And then I think Toronto, and that was it. And then New York got one.
Are you familiar with ScareCon in New York?
I'm not familiar with it. I've heard of it. Why?
Okay, well, I didn't know if it was big or not. It's New York. It's a big freaking deal, I guess.
Well, you're asking the wrong person. I don't know what's hot and what's not. I know we now have our own Comic-Con over here. I don't know.
Clearly, if you're not on Facebook, you're not connected.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, I still read the Village Voice once in a while, so I'm connected.
They should have like also like the brony conventions over there in New York too.
The what conventions?
Those, you know, little pony.
Bronies aren't allowed in New York.
What's bronies?
Those are the people that are into the My Little Pony shit.
No. I'm sure they have a chapter here in New York. Come on.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, they definitely have one because I remember on the Howard Stern show, that's when I first time heard about it. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to promote Howard on your show. But they're like interviewing these guys.
No more times to say the name.
Well, anyway, but that's why I first heard about him. Now, no. But he was like, you know, interviewing like these 30-year-olds, and then they dream of having sex with the My Little Pony characters.
All right. Let's.
The movie's called Forever.
Oh, Forever. Okay. And what's it about?
I don't know. I sent the link to his Facebook page.
Get a little bit of a real synopsis on what it's about, so we at least have some idea. As to whether we want to go see this or not.
Well, wait a minute. He's my nephew. Of course you want to go see it.
Well, then tell me a little more about it.
It's called Forever. It's made Sacramento Film Festival, New York Film Festival, and he got denied by about 10 others.
And what is it called again?
Forever.
Forever. Okay. Forever.
I put a link up.
I guess it's maybe a time travel
link is
movie.
Missing
link, right.
What? It should go right to Blair Franklin's page.
I don't
Just
know.
Kidding.
He's kidding.
Don't fuck with me, Rick.
Oh,
I've had a long day.
For goodness sake. Hey, let me get back to ISIS and Libya and all this other stuff, if you don't mind, since we got sidetracked by Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I mind, sort of.
Why?
Can you, before you bring it up, and we know how bad they are, can you bring a solution to it?
ISIS?
Yes.
No, I wasn't going to bring up ISIS as such. I was going to bring up the fact that there are Libyan commercial jets that are missing. And
Seven of them or something.
Yeah, the United States fears that they're going to be possibly used in another 9/11-style attack across America. They've received intelligence reports that say one or more of the jets could be used in an attack to mark the anniversary of September 11th. I don't understand how a number of jets can go missing. I don't understand.
Syria?
What's that?
I thought ISIS took one of the airports or air force in Syria, in Aleppo.
That's where they stole the jets from, I believe. But how do you? Don't we know where the jets are going? Don't we track these things?
Kind of hard.
Yeah, our Top Gun guys can shoot them out.
If they're gonna be flying, if they're gonna try to use them as missiles, we'll track them on radar. If it's like unidentified and going towards some, you know, New York or Washington or someplace like that,
how much?
They're gonna get the fighter jets out there and shoot them down.
Yeah, what's the point of scaring everybody about 9/11 again? Especially
it's not gonna be us. It's gonna be England. That's why they raised their terror threat.
It's going to be England, is it?
Yeah, that's why they raised their terror threat.
Has anybody got a line on Jason here, why he knows all this information?
Yeah, he watches CNN.
He looks a little Arabic.
I thought he was making a phony phone call before to me as well.
What are you talking about, my friend?
Oh, wait a minute, that was you?
That was him, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, can you believe it?
You got me.
Welcome to the party.
Didn't you see him talking on the phone? That was the dead giveaway to me.
I was acting.
Yeah, so the jets are headed our way for a 9/11 reenactment, I guess, unless the United States government can get there just in the nick of time.
What do you do if they fill them with civilians?
What's that?
What do you do if they fill those jets with civilians? Have to take them out, but that's going to make things a little more interesting.
I guess. Well, how are they going to fill them with civilians?
They can capture a bunch of people wherever they are and just load them in the plane.
With all it takes to get on a plane? How are they going to do that?
No.
I don't think they'll have to go through security.
Probably not, no.
Hey, so what do you guys think? You think something will happen a week from tomorrow?
People are going to be somber, and people are going to
be. Do you think
people
be
are going to be? People are going to be celebrating a moment of this and a moment of that, and
be at some far away place, or some little McDonald's or something. It's going to be Obama's fault, and they're going to turn into the next Benghazi. You know, hope it goes to the next election there.
Well, the Republicans need that, so you're probably right, Doug. Yeah. So
if that happens, it'll probably be the Republicans that did it.
Oh, now that's not nice.
No, but seriously, I wonder if something's gonna, because a lot, you know, the Benghazi was on 9/11. You know,
I'm sure there'll be something somewhere. You know, it's just, yeah, okay. So what else is
was Benghazi on 9/11, or was it a coincidence that that happened on 9/11?
I think the Benghazi was actually a combination of factors. I don't think it was any one thing.
I would tend to think that whatever happens on 9/11 is going to be a coincidence, and people are going to say, see, it happened on 9/11. I mean, things happen on 9/11. And if bad things happen, it doesn't mean it happened because it's 9/11. You can think whatever you want, but I just think that, you know, life is a series of coincidences. That's all it is. So if you want to put 9/11 to it on 9/11, then go ahead and have your fun. But just make sure you wrap up your windows with plastic wrap and duct tape so you're safe.
Exactly. So, yeah, let's all live in fear of every September 11th.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Well, talking about, like, living in fear, I've been, like, listening to the typical right-wing shows, and they're talking about this, you know, new little group and all that, and, like, somebody made the threat, like, we're going to come to y'all, and we're going to get the White House, and we're going to raise our black flag. And it's like, you know, why are you even reporting that? It's not realistic. It really is not realistic that we're going to get overrun by a ragtag bunch of thugs that, I mean, actually some of these people that have been reported, like, joining up with ISIS, like, from over in Britain over there, like, buying, like, you know, Muslim for Dummies and all that and joining up. I mean, plus, as I said, I think Jason brought up a good point why they think they might be going over to London over there, attacking over there. Oh, just listen to the accent of the guy who cut off those two heads.
Oh,
they think he's from Britain.
Doug, how naive you are. Don't you remember 9/11 at all? Don't you remember? Have you forgotten that quickly? Have you forgotten? Look what they did in just one day.
I'm skeptical. That's all I can say. I keep an open mind.
Is the latest guy, I haven't followed it, Sokolov, was there a recording with an English-sounding guy also?
Yeah, it was the same guy.
Same exact thing.
It was the same guy.
This is the response to you, Obama, or something to that effect.
Let me see if I have the audio. I don't know if I have the last...
It's the same guy.
Yeah. But I want to...
We have people infiltrating there.
We have what?
I'm sure that the CIA or whatever department has people infiltrating ISIS. No doubt.
I would hope so. That'd be nice. Otherwise, what good are they?
This guy apparently was a rapper in England, and they have a pretty good.
Must not been that good.
No, doesn't seem like he was that good. I don't know.
Maybe rat presence.
Yeah, let me see. Let me see if I have.
Help his career.
He has some pretty good street cred now, yeah.
Let me see if I have
Islamabad.
This is because of you, Obama.
Where is it? Do I have it?
Hey, while you're looking for that, I forgot to ask.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask Doug.
Doug, my nephew, Blair Franklin. Deep breath in, exhale. Does your cousin know him?
Liberate. Go ahead.
Does your cousin know him?
What was that?
That was the commercial that comes on before all the crap.
You mean my brother.
Maybe your brother knows him, yeah.
That's the commercial that the news horse put on before they put on the news.
Doug, anyone who ever mentioned anybody in Hollywood, you would ask him if they knew your brother, okay? So I'm asking if your brother knows my nephew.
I was going to try to make a joke, but I don't want to make a joke.
Well, my humor is lost on the...
I don't talk to my brother anymore, so I, you know, it's...
All right, here's the audio. Hold on. Here's the audio.
Maybe you should friend him on Facebook.
Yeah, friend him on Facebook. Here's the audio. Listen to the guy, and you'll see that he's got a great rap voice.
Once again, a masked man with a knife, speaking in a British accent, explains Sokolov is being killed for ongoing American airstrikes.
Oh, come on.
Towards Islamic State.
Just before.
Oh, for goodness sake. I don't have the video ready to go. I had it yesterday. That's a damn shame. But you know what? Listen to the video if you can, and tell me that it's not Ollie G. Because
That's what I was going to say.
Did you think so? I'm telling you. I'm trying to get the video, because I got to tell you, It sounds like Ali G.
It was Ali G was saying, yo, check it out.
Check this.
He gonna be ahead.
I don't know. But I thought it was Ali G. I definitely thought it was Ali G.
I think it sounds like one of those voice programmers where you can record, you know, you type in something and it reads it back.
No, he sounded legit to me. Let me see. This looks
Are they that good, Jason?
Yeah, they are.
Albert, what do they do with these guys? Like, do they ship the bodies to America? Or
I don't know.
What do they do with the guys that they behead?
Yeah, I'm trying to get so far away from the news, and it's almost impossible to ignore this stuff now.
They're probably so cruel for the other guy for a ransom.
What's that, Doug?
They're probably so cruel they'll probably hold the body for a ransom.
I don't think they'll do that.
Albert.
Yeah.
Now they think he's going to kill two children or something, right?
So. I have a good friend who does not listen to the news. Uh-huh. You talked about ISIS, and he'd say, what's that, a new soap?
How do I do that?
So I would say to you, Albert, you don't want to get away from the news.
No, I don't want to get away from the news because I sit here and talk to people who know a little bit about something, and I like to come in knowledgeable about stuff. But and I thought this today, I probably would consider myself partially retired at this point because I've decided today I don't think I'm going to go for any more full-time jobs. I think I'm only going to go for part-time jobs just to keep me out of trouble during the daytime.
Well, you're lucky that you have the financial wherewithal to do that.
I've been told that by other people, and yes, I would agree to that, and I'm happy about that. And I told my wife today, and it looks like if we're still around and I've got my little part-time job in a year, we're probably going to move down south and I'll retire for good. So that'll be the story. Wow. Yeah.
What are you going to do when you retire?
Go into God's waiting room?
What am I going to do? Yeah, I don't care about God's waiting room.
Yeah, that's a serious question. What are you going to do every day when you wake up?
When I wake up, I will probably have an easel somewhere in my house and draw or paint. I have a multi-track software that I will record music with. It'll either be terribly annoying, or it'll have some value to someone, certainly me. And I will write, as I said, I've started to write something, which has been sidetracked for the moment. But I do put drips and drabs occasionally. I'm not someone who is scared by free time, obviously, because I've had it for just over a year. And I don't have a problem with it. I have to tell you.
No, I think that's great. You're going to write and paint. And whether you know it or not or like it or not, you're actually putting something back into society, and that's a good thing.
Okay, good. That's fine. If anybody wants to join me, and I'll have people come by the house if you want to. If relatives are welcome anytime. Rick, Jeff, Jason, Charlene, Rin, you're all welcome. Yeah, I didn't say your name, Doug, but the rest of you are all welcome.
You did remind me of that annoying song by the Butthole Surfers called Florida. I don't know if you ever heard it or not.
You know what? You do with what you have, and my in-laws live in Florida as well, and I love them like crazy, so I don't mind being down there with them. Jason, go ahead.
Two-parter.
Yeah.
One, I think it was yesterday's show you were talking about how
surfer songs, two-parter.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Stuck on Butthole Surfer.
About yesterday, you were saying, you know, you're at the point where, you know, work is not going to affect with your family.
Yes.
You know, I swear, you know, meaning this lightheartedly, I just want to say, fuck you. I wish I could be there.
Well,
my
you know,
work is
well,
forcing
you know what?
Me 60 hours a week right now.
I did work. Yeah. I did work hard when I was younger, and I was very fortunate to have jobs that were paying me way more than they should have.
And no
kids at the time, and I didn't foolishly spend it on a lot of shit and partying and extra TVs and all this other shit, because I only needed what I want. I know you have another part to this. And we still don't overspend. And, you know, what's the point of having it unless you're going to spend it till the day you die and have a zero balance? Or better yet, have just below a zero balance so that you can owe the credit card companies a little something, you know? And so what? That's the way it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be.
Perfect.
I would rather do nothing and enrich my life. And I asked my wife today this question because I was talking about it, and I said, now what? This is a reality we're reaching now. What are you going to do with all the time you'll have? She said, I will find something to do. Don't you worry. I will keep myself busy, either the gym or something related like that, or I'll get some hobby or whatever it is. But she's not worried about having free time one bit. So it's not going to be a concern for either of us.
I'm jealous of you, Albert, because I gotta pretty much work till I drop.
Well, you never know. We may love it so much that we'll piss away the money earlier than we thought we might. And you know, I don't think that's gonna happen, but you never know. And that's why I said I'm only gonna have part time work from now on because fuck it. And by the way, that's really all I can get anyway. So it kind of works out well. Even a radio station just offered me part time work yesterday. And I said, I don't think radio. I'll do Trader Joe's. I'll do something like that. But I don't think radio again. I don't want to do
that. You wouldn't want to go back to radio,
nope.
Even if it's part-time?
Nope.
Back to radio, man. That's your calling.
No, I don't. Not commercial radio. Not the regular, you know. I just, there's no fun in it for me. And if there's no fun in it, but, you know, if I went to Trader Joe's, I'm going to be with people. I'm going to be, yeah, I'll be working because that's what working is, but I'm going to be with people. I'm going to be enjoying it. If I went to a part-time government job, I know what I'm in for. I'm in for government work, and I'm not going to bust my ass, and I'll have my time. You get in here, you get out there, and that's it. I don't have to deal with asshole bosses who are going to say, you need to stay for
more. All these jobs, even part-time jobs, have a fairly high bullshit level.
Oh, every job has a fairly high bullshit level. I'm taking it to stay out of trouble and make a couple of extra bucks for my beers. That's about it.
Funnest job I ever had was McDonald's.
What's that?
Yeah.
It's the funnest job I ever had was McDonald's.
McDonald's, yeah. And if you saw American Beauty, that's what happened. You keep breaking up, Doug.
Wait, hold on.
Let me get to Jason. Had a two-part thing here.
All right. I was going to say the second part, because my work's kind of treating me like shit lately because they're working me like a dog.
Welcome to America.
Lines, one of their newest lines of technology is called ISIS.
That's funny. That's funny.
So don't be have to rebrand that.
Not very good in there. They're probably going to change the name.
Too bad. Too bad.
There was there was a diet supplement for back in the '70s called AIDS.
AIDS, right?
Hey,
yeah,
don't jump on my punchline.
Oh! Here comes the gloves. Look out, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, all due respect to Rick and Jason. When you get older and you're in a situation like I am and you are, Albert, you realize that, you know what? I just need enough money, in my case, to get by, and I want to work spend my time, and I'll be with people, just like you. If you were at Trader Joe's, Albert, I would go through your line, you know?
I would love it. I would love to work there.
Right. You realize what's really important in life. Yeah, I want to do something. A little extra money doesn't hurt, so I'll work 20 hours a week at Trader Joe's, and it will kind of keep you whole, and it's a great thing. Again, when you get later in life, you don't just sit there and go, oh, fuck, I got to go make sales, I got to do this, I got to do that. But no, I got enough to live on. I'm cool.
That's out of the question, yeah.
I still have
not
to
me.
Do that, though.
I calculate, I got to work till I'm like 90 to get everything paid off.
Well, have more kids. You know, have more kids.
Like that, hospital bills and stuff like that. So.
Get a second pool.
Life is good. I'm not Joan Rivers, so you know.
Is she dead yet?
No.
She's on life support.
I don't know.
Yeah, they put her in a private room. It sounds like they're just waiting for her to go.
I heard she was critical condition on life support, but I gotta say that I heard that on Facebook. So
okay,
I guarantee what they're doing right now. They're probably trying to make a reality show out of it. You know, the last
She's
days.
Probably right.
Like Farrah Fawcett.
Before they pulled a plug. you know, here's Melissa, I don't know, you know, back and forth, like a Terry Schiavo thing.
Am I to believe that Abe Vigoda is going to outlive another person?
Is he still the new Groucho?
As far as I know, Abe Vigoda's still with us.
Yeah, he is.
I believe so.
How old is he?
I don't know.
He's in his early
300s. Gotta be in his 90s.
And that's the best part of his career, is that long-running joke.
Abe Vigoda's 93.
He's in a Godfather, and he had a damn TV series.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, tossed out and sort of like, I mean, it is kind of funny there.
Good for him.
I'm curious, who lived longer? Was it Bob Hope or George Burns or Groucho?
George Burns.
I think George Burns outlasted him.
Was he 101?
Something like that. Or no, I don't think he made 100.
I think he was 99.
Yeah, that's
everyone
what I thought.
He did not make 100. He was hoping he was going to make 100, and then he like had that little accident in the shower, and he never recovered from that. He had a fall.
Oh, yeah. Burns was in 1896 to 1996. He born in January, died in March. So I guess it just right after.
Yeah, just right after.
So he did make 100?
It looks like he did. Yeah, January 20th, 1896 to March 9th, 1996.
Oh, either way. Well, good. Congratulations to him.
Yeah. Okay. So,
my great grandmother lived to 104, but I'm pretty sure it was out of spite.
I don't have spite for anybody to do that. I just want to live the good life, and that's it, you know. Just, and I don't mean the good life. I mean just a nice, comfortable, happy life with the woman that I don't know how she continues to smile every day, but she continues to smile every day. That's really all I want out of life.
Hey, you know, Albert, we'll talk about this another night.
Yeah.
But you met your wife at a later age, right? Like 40s or something?
Yeah, we've known each other for, it'll be 5 years in January, so I'm 52, so it's, yeah, mid-40s. Mid-40s, yeah.
Yep. They made a big deal about that when I was going to get married in my late 40s, early 50s.
So why did they make a big deal about that?
I had some author call me and want to talk about it, because, you know, why do single men get married in their 40s?
Because they find the right person.
Yeah, why?
I don't know why people get married in their 20s.
But listen, I tell you, I love my wife and everything. I love her to death. Been married to her for 30 years and all that. But I tell you what.
Oh, look at that.
If she goes or something like that, I really, and don't get me wrong, I mean, you know, I'm not asexual or anything like that. I just don't know if I want to go through the bullshit.
Well, there is a lot of bullshit. Relationship is a lot of bullshit. But if you find the right person, there's no bullshit. There was no bullshit with my wife. There was none whatsoever.
I believe prostitution ought to be legalized. I mean,
you're in the wrong place. That's all.
For me, you know, some of these people say, in order for you to go and get laid, and listen, Ryan and Charlene, I'm not mean to be sexist or anything.
Ryan.
Just think of it. That's how I think of it.
An A in there. But anyway, I'm 54 years old. I don't want to go have, you know, start, and I'm not going to go date for some younger chick because that's ridiculous.
I don't think you'll have the problem.
Girls, ways my age going through, there's lots of situations and all that.
You won't have a problem. Nobody's going to jump after you, so don't worry about it. You'll be without that problem for the rest of your life. So you better hope that your wife sticks around a long, long time. She's the one for you, believe me.
She outlives me.
They say for every pot there's a cover. And by the way, that's a bullshit thing because if you go into Macy's, a lot of those covers fit a lot of those pots. So don't believe her. But in your case, it's true. You're the pot that has one cover, and she's the only cover for your pot. So stick to that one. That's what you should do. Hey, it's time to say buenas noches because the Alex Bennett Ramble is coming up next, and then it's Wednesday, so I believe it's Adventure Night on Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content. I don't know where he's going, but you can find out if you're on GabNet at midnight live Eastern time. You can check out Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content and go on an adventure right here, live on the radio on GabNet. And Alex Bennett's Ramble has another citizen panel coming up in just a minute right here on GabNet. If you want to be part of it, you can get on Skype. Type in GabNet Live, it's one word, or you can dial the number that everybody's talking about, 1-347-352-0079. Again, 1-347-352-0079. But now it's time for the last word on Albert's Public House. Rick, last word.
Zanzibar.
Zanzibar. Jeff, last word.
It just popped into my head. Right.
Social.
Jason, last word.
Flamethrower.
Doug, last word.
David.
Charlene, last word.
Enchilada.
And Rin, the last word on Albert's Public House Wednesday night.
Forever.
Forever. I thought you were going to say creamsicle.
I thought you said red.
Does creamsicle have a last word?
Do you have a last word?
Maybe meow.
No, he's got a last wiggle.
Okay, she's still learning.
Don't get me neutered.
He's still learning how to talk. Thanks, everybody, for being part of the Citizens Panel tonight. And I hope I see you tomorrow night. And those people who were not able to be on the Citizen Panel, I hope I see you tomorrow night as well. And if not, join Alex Bennett on the Alex Bennett Ramble right now on Gabnet. And I thank you for enriching my life.
Okay, fuckity bye.